Henry Ford created the weekends. Henry Ford created the 40-hour week based upon this concept. Because he's at his facility making Ford vehicles, and he's trying to figure out how does he get more accomplished with the same people. Oh, wait, I need to give them more time off.
You dedicated your life. You accumulated the loans and the letters. You're saving lives. Time to save your own. You know you're already successful, but you want more. You want your time back. You want financial freedom and the ability to do what you love from anywhere. This is just for you. Come inside the Flip the Prescription podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Kylie. We start in 3, 2, 1.
I used to think that something was wrong with me. Now, hear me out, okay? Because I want to tell you something that I experienced from very early on in life. Even I remember it as far back as in third grade. Third grade, I really started having issues with friends. And so much so that all of my quote unquote friends would gang up on me, and it would be some drama blown out thing on recess or something happened within classes. I can't remember the exact things, but I remember having a lot of issues with third grade with friends, so much so that we ended up in the principal's office with our parents coming in a couple different times. Like, it was that kind of experience. Fast forward, and you know how most people have say that they like, oh, I've been friends with this person since elementary, or I've been friends with this person since junior high, and we've known each other for 30 years and we're still great friends. I don't have any of that. And I don't know if I'm ever going to have any of that. And I always thought that, you know, something was wrong with me, especially in junior high. I played a lot of volleyball in my life. Like, volleyball was my thing, okay? Seventh grade hit, I learned how to play the sport, to learn how to play the game, and just, I understood it so much so that I intimidated my high school coach, I intimidated my college coach, and I eventually have a state high school championship ring as a coach. I just get the game. Kind of like this business thing. I just get business now. Whereas like when I graduated chiropractic school and we had one freaking class in business, it was not the same. I understand it, and I understand it on a very, very skilled level. So this problem of mine though caused me to think that, you know, something was wrong with me. Why can't I have the friends? Why am I staying at home on a Friday night, watching baseball with my brother and my dad? Like, why? And even in high school, I never got asked to dances ever. I think I went to 2 dances, and I think my cousin took me because I wanted to, you know, dress up in the ball gown and feel like a princess, right? And they were blasts, because my cousin and I we'd just go have fun and dance, and he could dance, and it was all, I mean. And my friends were asking me to change their, like, to switch dates. But I never got asked to a dance in high school. And I asked, like, 2 people, and it was, like, very awkward. I don't even know why I asked them. But that's my high school. I would spend most of my weekends on the volleyball court, whether I was coaching or playing. And I didn't, I mean, I had my teammates. We would go to the week, like on the weekends, and we play ball together, but I would never actually go do anything with them outside of the volleyball courts. They would go hang out. They would go to movies. I mean, some of them are still friends to this day, 15, 20 years later. I don't have those friends. In fact, even in undergraduate, I would have roommates, and there would be a year or two where I was the outcast. And then 1 year or I'd become pretty close with someone, and then that was it. That was it. And I know communication is a two-way street. However, I've learned something else. And I've learned that, wait a second, there's not a problem with me. I'm a 10X woman. I 10X everything in my life. Not just the business. Not just wanting to 10X the business aspect as fast as possible all the time. This is what I've done in my life. So people have come into my life. They've stayed for a short time. And then I outgrow them and we leave and I leave. From undergrad roommates to graduate roommates to colleagues to, I mean, I can name two people outside of my family who have been in my life for longer than 3 years. The one is my assistant, Kelly, and the other one is my husband, Andrew. Those are the only two people outside of my family who have been in my life for longer than 3 years. And it's not a matter of like me leaving them or me not communicating with them. It's just like I've 10x'd everything in my life. And it's okay. I don't have to apologize for it. It's okay to go after my dreams. It's okay to be audacious about them. So how did I realize this? Well, there was a book. And the book was called 10x is Easier Than 2x. In fact, I've had more epiphanies during that one book than probably any other book ever. So if you're interested, go grab it on Amazon if you haven't already read it. It's 10x is Easier Than 2x. And it's by Benjamin Hardy, or I can't remember his name. There are two of them. Dan Sullivan and Dr. Benjamin Hardy. There you go. 10x is Easier Than 2x. So I'm reading this book and it starts to make sense to me on the type of person that they speak to. The entrepreneur who loves where they're at, but wants more. The entrepreneur who knows that they're worthy of more. And the whole concept behind the book is that it's actually easier for you to take your business and your life 10x than 2x. Because, okay, so for example, for the $1 million business, like we hit over $1 million last year in revenue and money received, cash received. That sales was a different story, but cash received over $1 million last year. So immediately my mind goes to, okay, how do we do 10 million? And it's not because I'm not thankful and I'm greedy. Like it's because it's in my blood. It's who I am. I want to see what can I do. To me, it's a challenge. How far can I go? Kind of thing. My husband, that's hunting to him. For me, it just so happens to be a business that I love and I enjoy and I'm really good at. Okay. So that to me is my challenge. And it's like way funner now than playing volleyball. Like I watch my brother play volleyball and maybe I'll play at some point a game or two. But where volleyball used to be my life, my driving force, even like getting all the A's in school and, you know, crossing all my T's, dotting all my I's, doing all the things, you know. But now it's like, it's a challenge. How can I go from 1 million to 10 million? And how long is it going to take me? The reason why they talk about this 10x is easier than 2x in this book is because to get to the 10 million, you have to be very, very clear in what you're doing. You have to bring on team members and keep them in their zones of expertise to get there. If you're going to just 2x, there's a lot of things that you can do to 2x. But to 10x, that's a different story. Now your job requirements and what you're doing and yourself and what your team members and who you need to hire and who you need to bring in, what you're going to be doing, what you're doing to get there, it's very, very clear. That path is narrow. Whereas the 2x path, there's a lot of different branches on the tree that can get you to the same results. So that's the premise behind it. And it totally makes sense, not only for business, but for me in life. Like I've been saying, I haven't had any friends that have stuck with me. I feel more like my soul is fed in the room that I fly to for a day with a bunch of entrepreneurs who think like me, who do crazy things like me, and we keep doing crazy things and it's fun and it's just who we are. When I thought something was wrong with me, it's not. It's just who I am. It's who I've always been. Right? Okay, so to get to the 10 million, I knew my plan. I figured out the one avenue I could take to get there. Now, here's the thing. Me, I want to say, okay, we're going to reach 10 million in the next 2 years. One, that's Very, very impressive. I could definitely do it, but it's very, very impressive. But I have to let the timeline go from my shoulders. I don't want to, my tendency is to put the timeline and the stress on myself like that. I don't want the timeline and the stress on myself. I want to be able to just go and see when it happens, because it's going to happen. It's just a matter of when. All right. So I have this $10 million timeline, this plan. Like, we're going to hit 10 million at some point. We're going to become an eight figure business. And we're going to do it with the members I have on my team right now and part time, because that's what I am. I'm not going to start working 80 hours a week, because that's not going to get me there. In fact, in that same book, The 10X is Easier Than 2X, Dan Sullivan talks about how it is a requirement to have rest days. In fact, you need 150 rest days a year. If you are an entrepreneur listening to this, or anybody for that matter, and you don't have 3-day weekends, which is what 150 days of rest days are a year, you might want to rethink things, because you can get more done in a 4-day work week than you can working for 6 or 7 days a week. Okay. I also didn't know this either. Henry Ford created the weekends. Henry Ford created the 40-hour week based upon this concept, because he's at his facility making Ford vehicles, and he's trying to figure out, how does he get more accomplished with the same people? Oh, wait, I need to give them more time off. That's a novel idea. And everybody in the industry hated the man, because now everyone wanted to go work for him. They got more time off. They were more productive on their time when they were working. So if you've been thinking about taking that vacation, take the vacation. If you've been thinking about going on a weekend getaway, take the weekend getaway. If you've been thinking about dropping Fridays from your schedule, drop Fridays from your schedule. One of my team members, she finally just took the first Friday off that she's had in 3 years. She's had more money come to her in the last month because after she started taking the Fridays off. So now she's only working Monday through Thursday, because I've convinced her to make her Saturdays and Sundays off too. So I've convinced her to take a 3-day weekend that she hasn't taken a day off in years. Just trying to survive and make ends meet after this stupid COVID thing took away her multi-million dollar brick and mortar practice. So take the days off. Promise you, more will come your direction because you gave your body a break. You gave your mind a break. So my Monday through Thursdays are my typical days of go, go, go. They are my work, quote unquote, work days. Now, that said, I didn't start working until 11 o'clock this morning. And here I am recording a podcast today. You will get more accomplished in a short amount of time when you give yourself time to break. And then the fun part about being an entrepreneur, especially if you're a feminine energy dominant, or you want to practice more feminine energy, and which will also help you sell, because feminine energy is a selling energy anyways. So my feminine energy kicks in the weekend. And that's where I get into creative mode. And I try to not text my team members, but it's impossible. Hey guys, I got this idea. Let's do it. Let's do it next week, kind of thing. Like literally this morning. Hey guys, we got it. Like, I wasn't working. I was running errands or doing a couple of things with my little girls before the babysitter came over. And that's when my creative juices are churning. And then, you know, I got a teammate who calls me and tells me that our programs are already stellar. And now we're just adding one more component to it, which is going to blow it out of the water. Like, holy crap. The piece that we just added to our functional blood work specialist program is going to be insane. That one is coming up here in April. Like, doors open mid-April and we begin 1st of May. And this one is going to be unlike any other cohort. They just keep getting better and better and better. Let me tell you that, okay? 10X is easier than 2X. Find the one avenue that's going to get you to the 10X platform. Let go of everything else. Create more time in your life for play. Again, this is coming from that same book, all right? So this is my world. Like, I even noticed it when we went to buy our house last year. We lived at this level house. My husband was looking at the next level house, and I was looking at the next level house. I didn't want to just 2x things. I wanted to 10x things, because that's just who I am. And now that we've had, like, our communication's been opened between him and I, like, it was a battle. It was a drug out war some days, where he would, like, we only have this budget and we only have this. And then in my head, I would be like, well, I don't want that. I want the next thing. So what do I need to do to make the next thing happen? And that's just the way I would think. Well, what's the next thing that I need to do to make the next thing happen, the next level happen? Luckily, we were able to go to the next level, right? Because I get what I want, because I just do the things that's necessary to get what I want. And we have that communication where he knows the woman he married, and I know the man I married. Me telling him to fine-tune the hunting and to limit the hunting is just like him telling me to limit what I'm doing in business. Like, forget it. We'll hate each other if we do that. He can go do his thing with hunting. Let me go do my thing with my business. And it just so happens that we're both really good at what we do. Mine just happens to bring in a lot of money too, which makes it even more fun. Okay. So go do your thing. So people enter my life that they don't stay. I realized that as well. Like, even with the housing, 10x is easier than 2x. And the longer treatment plans, those 12-month treatment plans, they're just not my vibe. Because I can't 10x a 12-month treatment plan very easily, especially if I'm one-on-one. So then my brain just automatically thinks, okay, if I'm going to 10x, say I did $100,000 my first year, which was basically what we did my very first year in business, $100,000, so I'm going to 10x that, that's to the million-dollar platform. Well, 5 years later, we've reached it. But I had to say no to the one-on-one, because again, that's not a 2x, the 10x concept, that's a 2x concept, unless you're going to hire a lot of people. But even then, you're more people you hire, the more you have to sell, the less money you get at the end of it. Like, it's just a domino effect, right? So this is how I've been thinking my entire life. And when I read that book, it was like, oh my gosh, nothing's wrong with you. You're a one percenter of the one percenters. And I'm okay with that. I like it, actually, because I thrive in it. And now that I know, like, I'm not crazy, something's not wrong with me, that feels really good. Last but not least, on this same topic with the 10x is easier than 2x, the whole Dave Ramsey method, like, it's never worked for me, ever. I've never been able to confine myself to a budget. Now, that said, in college, I could live off of $500 a semester. So once all the rent was paid for, and once all the books and the tuition and all the crap was paid for, I coached volleyball and I made $500 a season. So I lived off of $500. Do I ever want to live like that again? No. In fact, I can't stand peanut butter and jelly sandwiches because of that, until for some odd reason, that's like what I craved this last pregnancy. I ate so many peanut butter and jelly sandwiches during that pregnancy. It's laughable. So it's never been my method. It's never been me. And not being able to budget, that doesn't mean something's wrong with me. It just means that there's a different way. And I can guarantee you, Dave Ramsey does not follow his own methods. He did not get to where he is today by following his own methods. Because in order to be successful at business, you have to leverage debt. In fact, leveraging debt, that's a whole nother conversation. We'll get to that later. I've leveraged debt so many times, and I'm thinking, like, wait a second. If I'm really going to hit the $10 million mark, what can I do now to leverage the debt to get to that mark faster? Because again, 10x is easier than 2x. And if I can leverage $50,000 of debt, which I do $75,000 every single month, at least sometimes it's $100,000 every month on my credit card. It's like, what can I leverage, knowing that because I leveraged it, I'm going to take $50,000 and I'm going to turn it into $500,000. Again, whenever I spend like $10,000 in ads, I want to make sure that that launch period produced at least $100,000. If I spend $25,000 in ads, I want to make sure that that launch period resulted in at least $250,000. It's just a 10x thing, and it's just me, okay? That's my point. That's just me. It's who I am. And that book helped me realize there's not a problem with me. I'm going to accept it. I'm going to flourish because of it. In fact, I am flourishing because of it. So if you're new around here, grab onto the steering wheel, hold on tight, we roll fast, because 10x is easier than 2x. And I'm fine. I'm a normal person. I'm not normal. Let's just say that. I'm the 1% of the 1%ers. And I'm okay with it. You guys, I cannot wait to have some of you joining into the collaboration. The Restoration Collaboration doors are officially opened in May. This is where I give you as much of my business as possible. A business on a platter, per se. So go to bloodworkspecialist.com/collaboration. You'll get all the information there, and that is where you apply. This is an application process. I have to make sure that you are the right fit for this program, and this program is the right fit for you. So go there, bloodworkspecialist.com/collaboration. If that is not quite ready, if you're not quite ready for that investment, I have a different option. In fact, it's our brand new 10-week holistic healthpreneur. It's an automated training program. Get all the details, head over to drkylieburton.com/healthpreneur. For this month only, you can get $300 off with the code FLIPTHEPRESCRIPTION. Put it together, all in one word. Okay? Those are two options available for you this month to come enter my world and to take your expertise to the masses. Now, this podcast episode is sponsored by two of my favorite companies. The first is Starwalker Organic Farms, the best place to get high quality, organic, and regenerative beef, pork, and artisanal jerky. They are a third generation family run farm deeply committed to the highest quality of meat. They even ship nationwide. So go to StarwalkerOrganicFarms.com to discover more. The second sponsor for these podcast episodes this month is virtualclinic.md. If you are looking for a place to order labs, whether it be functional medicine labs or regular blood work, they have it all. As long as you have a healthcare business, you can order labs. Go to virtualclinic.md, create your account, and start ordering your labs today. And then tell them I sent you.